for those of you with the keen ear, that doesn't sound the same as an F-18. If you don't have the keen ear, it's fine. I understand. You know, all gunshots sound alike, all airplanes sound alike. But, you know, no, that was an F-35 doing one of their passes yesterday. And, oh, by the way, when they were doing their practice, the Air Force F-35, that's the A variant, they got me with the sneak pass. Like, I was only halfway paying attention because I was kind of getting the video and I was talking to somebody. And then, phew, oh, didn't catch that one. But I did share the videos up on the Facebook page if you want to see them. And you get not one but two F-35 demos this time around. And that's the Air Force is here and the Navy is here, which is pretty amazing. It really is. The only plane I have ever seen do a demo that is even more amazing than the F-35 is the Raptor, the F-22 Raptor. If you're into air shows, if you're into military aviation at all, the F-35 is amazing. I mean, it is... Like, it does things you think a plane shouldn't be able to do. And then the F-22 is like, it goes to 11, 12, and 13 on that scale. Like, it does things you're just, oh, how is that possible? So if you get a chance to ever see the F-22 Raptor, do it. Do it. I've seen it in person, I think, 3 times now, and every single time. I know it's coming, and it's still amazing to me. You know, turning immediately in air, turning right, going left, upward thrusting, turning left. Like, no, planes shouldn't be able to do that. But it does. Anyway, but the F-35 is, I mean, fantastic, amazing. Of course, the Thunderbirds flying their F-16s and the Blue Angels flying their F-18. Super Hornets, it's going to be fantastic. 12 o'clock for the Thunderbirds, 2 for the Blues. Both days is the expectation with all kinds of other acts interspersed in between. Yesterday I was at the base, had a chance to talk to Boss Armitas. Alex Armitas, captain, is leaving the Blue Angels as, you know, half the team is leaving on Saturday afternoon. We'll play that interview for you a little bit later on in the hour. For now, though, had a chance to talk to, didn't have as much time because I kind of caught up with her afterwards, after I had talked to Alex Armitas, but I did manage to catch up with Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee, who is also transitioning off the team after her 2 years as the first female jet pilot on the team.
So we're here with Lieutenant Commander or Commander?
Lieutenant Commander
still, Amanda Lee Stalin. It's your last 3 flights. How do you feel?
It's really bittersweet. We're trying to celebrate the end of a successful season and also kind of say goodbye to the family that we've made for the last 2 to 3 years. So very bittersweet.
I got to imagine that it feels like it'll never end and then it feels like it was over almost immediately. Is that true?
I will say that this is the first tour where I went into it knowing that I needed to appreciate it while I was in the moment. And I feel like I've done that. I think that I'll leave this team hindsight wishing that I would have appreciated it a little bit more because it's been an absolutely incredible and special tour.
Do you know what you're doing next?
Yes, I'm going up to VFA 87 up in Oceania for a department head tour.
Okay, so you're going to be in leadership at that point, which, I mean, makes sense. Do you know what your like day-to-day is going to be? So, I mean, are you going to be flying?
Yeah, so I'm going back to sea duty. Ultimately, I'll be deployed around this time next year.
Anything else you want to tell the folks in Pensacola after this? I mean, the movie and the Thunderbirds and the McCool and a lot of things have happened in the last 2 years. Anything you want to tell folks?
Yeah, so the overall support of Pensacola and the city of Pensacola for the Blue Angels is incredible. For the rotating team members that come through here every 2 to 3 years, you guys make us feel so at home that I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. So I just have to say thank you to the city of Pensacola and everybody for the support, not only to me, but for the whole team and the future teams that continue to come through here because it really does make it home.
Well, thank you for doing what you do. Thanks for serving and thanks for always being so available to us. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure to meet you and get to know you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
And boy, she has, you know, again, as the first female jet pilot for the Blue Angels, you know, there's a lot of expectations and pressures and, you know, every single person whoever interviews you asks you about that. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, and she has done a really very, very, very good job of handling all of that for these 2 years. So I was pretty impressed. I mean, that's just, it's hard enough to be the Blue Angel, like challenging enough and, you know, to deal with all the things you deal with. But then on top of that, you know, they picked exactly the right person, you know, to fill that role. And a great job of basically saying, you know, I'm just a pilot. That I happen to be a woman, but I'm a pilot, you know, right? Which is, that's the right answer. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you need air conditioning, heating, electrical, or plumbing work done, Peden Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, they're all along the Gulf Coast. They will do any of those things. And it kind of makes sense if you're going to do one of those that you would do all of them or many of them because, you know, they're all kind of similarly situated, complex mechanical repairs inside the home, right? It makes sense. But they, you know, in originally in Panama City. They've been in Tallahassee. They're here in Escambia in Pensacola at Ellison Field. They've expanded all the way west to Baldwin County. Then that was last year, and then this year all the way to Mobile County. So they're really expanding, continuing to grow in that tradition of excellence that they have for more than 55 years. Now they've been serving folks and, getting the job done right, using quality products, good installation, stand by the work, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. So if you need any of those things done, you can contact Peden at peeden.com. Also, this month, starting today, actually, you get a free tank water heater or $1,000 off a tankless water heater when you purchase a new air conditioning system. And 10% off Moen-Flow. It is a smart water monitor and automatic shutoff sensor to prevent leaks turning into floods. The sensor automatically shuts off the water flow when it detects abnormal water usage, which is often the beginning stages of a leak. Flip it on or off and monitor your home from anywhere. So find out more about those programs at more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, looking at the NAS back gate, it is already backed up past Gulf Beach Highway down Blue Angel. Cars are starting to stack up on both sides of the highway. The gate does not open until 8 a.m., so if you want to go ahead and make your way down there, just everybody have a good time and be safe. Use caution through those areas. At Hope Drive and Highway 29, just north of I-10, we do have a crash with injuries. Crews are on the scene, so avoid that area if you can. Not seeing any other slowdowns. Highway 29, seeing our normal slowdown getting through Cantonment and Inslee. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking great, and Highway 90 through Pace. And did I say something? Okay. How many you gave me that look?
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry, man.
I've been out of the seat for a while.
No, you're doing great.
Highway 90 through Pace and Milton is looking great. So if you see anything out there on the roadway slowing you down, let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
I was just going to say, I was kind of looking at you because I wanted to make sure you didn't go immediately to commercial. That I got a question earlier. Somebody said, so Lieutenant Commander Lee is, is she going to progress to commander? Because a lot of times when they go to the Blue Angels, they then retire afterwards. That's not that uncommon. But both Boss Armitas and she are staying in the Navy. And, as she heard her say, she's going on to another area of responsibility. But she was a Mustang. So she started enlisted, and then she was part of the Seaman to Admiral program. So it's entirely possible. She likes to do a lot of different things. I remember that from a previous interview I did with her. And I think she was an airplane mechanic in the very beginning. And they basically came and said, you can do some other stuff. And she's like, okay. So she's been kind of willing to try and do virtually anything, which has, kind of been her practice throughout the years. It is very common for people to retire out of this, out of the Blue Angels. But obviously, it's also very common for them to return to the fleet, as both of them are doing. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This weekend is when daylight savings time ends, so be sure to set your clock back 1 hour so you don't miss church this Sunday. The idea of daylight savings is simply to enjoy the daylight wisely. Jesus said in John 9:4, and I quote, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work," end quote. Jesus then explained that he is the light of the world. And as we watch our world getting darker and darker, remember that the sinless Son of God remains the bright, shining light, offering redemption to the world. Interestingly, in Matthew 5:16, Christians are called to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So make sure to fall back this weekend and be on time as you gather with your local church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
I'm Lisa Newell, and I'm running for Florida Senate against the recycled candidate, Don Gates, who doesn't even live in our district. As a business owner for over 23 years, I'm fed up with the waste, corruption, and insider deals in Tallahassee. I'm ready to fund public schools, increase teacher pay, promote smart growth that protects our environment, and reduces the property insurance rates that are crushing Floridians. Send the Gates is packing and elect someone who actually cares about Northwest Florida. On or before November the 5th, vote Lisa Newell.
Paid for and approved by Lisa Newell, Democrat for Florida Senate District 1.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Are you tired of politicians who are more focused on their own careers than the people they serve? Well, so am I. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to bring accountability back to District 1. While my opponent is busy with scandals, I'm focused on lowering costs, improving health care, and protecting our rights. I believe in putting people first, and I'll work for you every day, not just when the cameras are on. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's bring real leadership back to Washington.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
I feel like that's just a little bit of what it feels like to leave the Blue Angels after having these 2 years or 3 years with, you know, like it's all your. Now, the truth is that in the military, in the naval aviation community, they're still pretty tight and they still keep in touch with each other and all that. I was actually talking to Boss Armitage about this, that it's because you're always trading around, right? You go somewhere for 2 or 3 years, and then you go somewhere else for 2 or 3 years, and you go somewhere else for 2 or 3 years, and you got to be totally invested in that team and that mission for that short amount of time, and then you got to go somewhere else. Like even, the McCool captain, we talked to him. He's like, yep, I get the process started, and then I hand this off in January, and I think it was January, and he won't even get to see that ship deployed to sea because he started it and doesn't get to finish it. And the description that came to mind was, it's like you're all on the same team, but you're still always in free agency. As you shift around to different sub-teams within the overall team. 724 on News Radio 92.3. We've got David Wayne and John Pickens are both out. Man, I hope whatever they got doesn't get me. I hope they're having a quick recovery, and I hope to not have it. But we got Steve Taylor in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. Steve?
Well, good morning. Two people are dead and 6 others injured following a Halloween night shooting in downtown Orlando. Police say a 17-year-old suspect's in custody. There's no word on a motive, though. The victims reportedly range in age from 19 to 39 years old. Boeing machinists will vote on a new contract offer on Monday. The union's been on strike since September the 13th. They rejected several offers that union leadership thought would pass. The latest offer would raise wages 38% over 4 years, which is a compound increase of 43%. Sad news in baseball. Hall of Fame broadcaster Bob Costas is retiring from his Major League Baseball play-by-play duties. He confirmed the news to The Athletic yesterday. His last time in the booth as a play-by-play announcer came in Game 4 of the ALDS when the New York Yankees clinched the series.
Yeah, and you, with your background being at KTRS in St. Louis,
yeah,
and, you know, being around St. Louis baseball calling, and, of course, he had that longtime sports show on KMOX as well, and It's hard to imagine broadcasting without Bob Costas.
I imagine he'll be sitting at home basically critiquing anybody who sits in the seat after
him. That's right.
Him.
That's not how you call the Olympics.
No.
What's wrong with you? Oh, man. You know, that's the funny part about it. Anytime you're good at something,
yeah,
you know, and you watch somebody else do it, it's frustrating.
Yeah, it's hard not to basically say something, you know?
I know, it really is. Like, you can do better. All right. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for the update. 725 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is kind of just an interesting note. You know, the mayor did in his press conference this week was talking about the community engagement, especially around the homeless issue and Pensacola Police's kind of approach to that, and what, you know, Grover Robinson before and now, especially under the Mayor Reeves, what they've been trying to do. Some really interesting comments I hadn't had a chance to share with you. Before that, let's get traffic on the fives with Jake sitting in for John this morning.
All right. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We're getting pictures in here on the traffic tip line, 437-1620. People are parking on Blue Angel. It is starting to back up. The NAS back gate is already backed up past Gulf Beach Highway, and the gate doesn't open until 8 a.m., so get on down there if you can, and just use caution getting through there. It is going to be crowded. Otherwise, looking at our roadways, Hope Drive and Highway 29, there is an accident clearing up there with injuries just north of I-10. And Blue Angel Parkway, like I said, cars are already starting to build up on the side of the road. If you see anything out there, let us know, 437-1620. Executive Landscaping, call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Executive Landscaping, I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Very good, Jake. So like I said, the mayor earlier this week was talking a little bit about kind of the community engagement with the police, and he kind of had an interesting way of presenting it that I hadn't really thought of the same way before.
What we were trying to do is take a more fair approach that cities in previous years, and certainly this city in previous years, how we handled situations with visible homelessness is we sent someone out in a bulletproof vest and had a gun on their hip. And the optics of that, I mean, that, and we have amazing, I mean, Officer Partrick does an awesome job at CRA and did that diligently. I mean, I think it was documented in the media. The great work. I don't want to take away what our CRA officers were doing when it was just them.
But what he's getting at is that presentation in an already challenging situation to get somebody who's homeless, whatever their issues are, to listen and work with you is maybe not as helpful, right?
But there's just a different mindset when a plainclothes, yes, they work for the police department, but this is someone who's trained in saying, how do we get you to the right place? How do we... and those are not always the easiest interactions either, by the way, you know, based again, whether someone's, you know, on a substance or has a mental health issue, those are not the easiest interactions. So having someone trained in that and us showing as a city that we're sympathetic to, and if you want a hand up, then we want to provide that for you.
Right. No, and again, I just thought that was kind of an interesting way of talking about it. You know, earlier this morning, about 45 minutes ago, I was sharing with you some of the audio clips from the discussion debate forum. I don't know if forum is like a nice version of the debate. I don't mind the debate because I believe in debate. Between Ron Helms and Ashley Hoffberger for District 4, which is, of course, that election is, you know, Tuesday or early voting on Saturday and today. But the conversation about impact fees and who should pay for what and concurrency. And somebody had texted me and asked what I thought was a very good question, which is, okay, when you look at impact fees, ECU already has impact fees. Many special fire districts and utility services in Santa Rosa charge an impact fee on new construction to keep up with capital expansion necessary to provide the service. You know, if you add people, you might have to add firemen, you might have to add apparatus, you might have to add, you know, certainly, you know, rebreathers and all that kind of stuff. And for schools and road capacity and whatnot, that seems to make sense. And I said, yeah, okay, the concept of an impact fee, it does make sense for some things, especially when you're talking about expanded actual cost of delivering a service, especially when it's a user-type service like water or sewer or fire or even, you know, sheriff's duties or police, right? If you add houses, why not have them pay a little bit towards that? But also, one of my real objections to impact fees as they currently exist is because of the expanded cost of the housing, therefore the increased cost of property taxes being borne by, you know, new people or people who buy for the first time, they are already paying an enormous amount on the front end. And every single year they're there, they have to pay this. So the difference between who pays and who doesn't have to pay really grinds me as a guy who cares a lot about fairness. So that's where I'm coming from on that. And to extra also act like they need to pay more as first-time consumers. No, they pay every year more and more. Oh, and also somebody texted me and said on the issue of, you know, setting in place benchmarks so that when we reach this benchmark, we hire new people or we, you know, for new positions. Same for EMS, for ambulances and paramedics, for wait time. We'd be screaming in Santa Rosa County if the wait times were what they are in Escambia County. That should have been done already, too.
I'm CJ Papa, 4 days until Election Day, nearly 64 million Americans casting their votes early. Billionaire Mark Cuban saying on ABC's The View that former President Trump doesn't surround himself with strong, intelligent women.
Cuban walking back on his remarks, saying, one, I know many strong, intelligent women voting for Trump, including in my extended family. I'm certainly not saying female voters are not smart, strong, and intelligent. Two, I know he has worked with strong, intelligent women like Elaine Chao, Kellyanne, Ivanka, and many others.
Fox's Brooke Singman, Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin today. Vice President Harris will also appear in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the same time Trump was there. Two dead, six are wounded, sent to the hospital. Bullets started flying in Orlando just after midnight in the downtown section of the city. Police Chief Eric Smith saying a 17-year-old suspect is in custody. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday at 7:31 right now, 68 degrees and mostly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor, in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Well, more than a quarter million spectators are expected in Pensacola this weekend as the Blue Angels meet the Thunderbirds in the homecoming air show. Yesterday, the Thunderbirds F-16 fighter jets wowed the crowds from every direction. With this weekend's show, though, one of the Blue Angel pilots, Lieutenant Commander Amanda Lee, is ending her 2 years flying with the Blue Angels.
It's really bittersweet. We're trying to celebrate the end of a successful season and also kind of say goodbye to the family that we've made for the last 2 to 3 years. So very bittersweet.
The Thunderbirds and Blue Angels are both set to fly again today and tomorrow at the NAS Pensacola Blue Angels Homecoming Air Show. And the gates for the show are opening in about half an hour at 8 a.m. So if you're sitting in traffic, just have patience. A 34-year-old Pensacola man was killed in a head-on crash in Escambia County yesterday morning. It happened about 11:40 a.m. at North W Street and Truman Avenue. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, the 34-year-old man failed to maintain his single lane in the car, crossed over the center lane, and collided head-on with an oncoming pickup truck. Both vehicles sustained heavy front-end damage. The 34-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene, while the pickup truck driver, a 32-year-old Pensacola man, was transported to the hospital with minor injuries. The investigation is ongoing. Santa Rosa County is on its way to becoming what commissioners call a cornerstone in the aerospace industry in the Gulf region. Leonardo Helicopters USA is laying down roots in Santa Rosa County. Clyde Wiltman, the CEO of Leonardo Helicopters, told Channel 3 News.
We can not only service the Navy these aircraft at a higher level, maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility, not only for the fleet of 130 helicopters we have right next door here, but also our commercial fleet.
The roughly 70,000-square-foot facility is still under construction at Whiting Aviation Park and is set to open about June 2025. Roughly 250 competitive wage jobs will be available in the first phase. District 5 Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright says the economic impact will be huge.
When you look at the number of veterans we have in Santa Rosa County, currently separating from the Navy, Air Force, and Army, Marines, and even the Coast Guard in the area, you know, that's a great workforce. They're looking for a new career.
Wright says it could also create opportunities for students looking for jobs out of high school and college. Well, it looks like the National Hurricane Center is in bumping up some of the chances that a tropical system will develop in the Caribbean to about 70%. Forecasters say a broad area of low pressure is likely to organize in the southwestern Caribbean by week's end, and after that, a tropical depression is expected to form over the weekend or early next week. That system is expected to drift generally northward or northwestward, meaning the Gulf of Mexico could be in its path. Speaking of the weather, in our forecast for the Blues homecoming weekend, looks really good. Mostly sunny today, high about 82. Tomorrow, sunny again, high about 85. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high about 80. And right now, let's check in with Jake Walker for traffic on the fives. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Steve. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great. Doing great. It's Friday.
Exactly. I'm sure some people sitting on the side of the road right now on Blue Angel Parkway are not having such a great time. I'm getting pictures in here on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Looks like Kincaid and Barrancas westbound all the way to Navy starting to back up there. Front gate of NAS is backed up as well. The back gate backed up past Gulf Beach Highway. Blue Angel Parkway, there's cars all the way down the side of the road there. The gate does not open until 8 a.m., so people are already stacking up down there. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know. It looks like Highway 29 through Inslee, south through Inslee, is really starting to back up in both directions there. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is looking okay. Not really seeing anything else out there to speak of. If you're in Milton and Pace this morning on Highway 90, nothing slowing you down there. 437-1620 is our traffic tip line. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, Jake. Right now, sunny at 68 in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 66 in Milton at 735. The next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
Hi, I'm Tom Powers for Milton City Council, and I'm running for a better Milton, not one where the council members fight with the citizens and each other. A Milton that saves our Blackwater River by putting the wastewater plant in the right location and doesn't contaminate our drinking water with forever chemicals. A Milton that works with the state to relieve traffic problems. I want to see Milton grow and thrive and be a place where families come to raise their children. We can do better. Vote Tom Powers.
Paid for and approved by Tom Powers. Milton City Council, Ward 1, C2.
It's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton, thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, I'm Larry McKee, and I'm running for Milton City Council in Ward 2. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, retired maintenance manager for the Postal Service, and currently driving a school bus for Milton Schools. I believe in a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. As your next city councilman, I will bring an open mind, willing to listen to opposing opinions instead of only wishing to hear from those supporting the status quo. I'm Larry McKee, and I'm asking for your vote for Milton City Council. Remember, McKee is the key to Milton's future.
Paid for and approved by Larry McKee, Milton City Council, Ward 2, C2.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Orange Man bad.
Yes.
Orange Man Hitler.
That line has completely lost its punch, hasn't it?
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
It seems like it has. I mean, I still think it freaks people out on the left. And as you pointed out yesterday, David, this guy's been sitting on this information for more than 5 years.
Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Suddenly wonder if Air Force guys get excited about Top Gun music. You know, why don't they get all the love? Anyway, yesterday had a chance to talk to Captain Alex Armitage, the number one flight leader, commanding officer, boss of the Blue Angels. That's his last air show. And it was kind of a joint interview. Tanner Studer, Channel 3, and I did it together. So you'll hear his voice and my voice kind of, you know, back and forth here.
Armitage, great to see you.
You too.
So this is it. Final ride?
It is. This is our last air show of the season. It's been, we do 32 show sites a year, and this is number 32.
Now, Village had talked about your own correspondence with coordinating the Thunderbirds here at this show, but obviously you've known that for a while, but knowing that this is the farewell, how does it feel to be doing this spectacular like this?
You know, the farewell piece of it is not really big in my mind as much as just an opportunity to fly with the Thunderbirds. Every air show is special. We get to go to 32 show sites a year. We get to represent the Navy Marine Corps across the country. The opportunity to do that at home in Pensacola with our Air Force counterparts is really exciting. It's a very unusual event to have both jet demo teams at the same show site, even more unusual to have them at the home station of one of those two jet demo teams. So it's very exciting to be a part of this.
Can you talk a little bit about yesterday? And we were listening to the radio chatter, and I can only imagine it was a bit of a complicated delicate process, putting the Super Delta together and then splitting up for safety, I assume, reasons. But can you talk about that interface in the air for the first time?
Yeah, of course. So the teams operate a little differently. Our mission is fundamentally the same for our respective services. The two teams operate a little differently in terms of how we do things, the details of how we do things. When we fly together, which we do very seldom, but we do once or twice a year, we need to kind of sort those details out and ensure that we have a safe evolution. So putting 13 airplanes in the same piece of sky at any time is certainly a process that requires careful planning, careful briefing, and execution. So spend a lot of time on that, make sure that we do everything correctly, make sure that both teams understand exactly what's happening, when it's happening. And hopefully it looks like it was easy, which I think we did yesterday. We were pretty happy with the outcome yesterday, despite the somewhat challenging weather. And that's the process. We do that every time we fly together.
When you fly with them, they're flying with you. When you fly with them, do they take the lead and you get to be the wings?
We take turns, for sure. So we've done both in the last few years. We've had the Thunderbirds leading the Blue Angels and the Blue Angels leading the Thunderbirds, and that changes from year to year. So we take turns doing that. And typically what we'll do is we'll adhere to kind of the standards of the team that's leading the event. And then we'll adjust. So we'll have our opportunity to be on the other side of that, and then we'll adjust accordingly.
Can you talk about the differences? We'll ask the Thunderbirds the same question later, but what separates the Blue Angels from the Thunderbirds?
Probably first and foremost, which I think a lot of people may not realize, is the Blue Angels are a Navy squadron. Our job is to represent the Navy and the Marine Corps. The Thunderbirds are part of the United States Air Force. They represent the Air Force. And a lot of people may confuse the two. In terms of the differences between the teams specifically, the personnel are a little bit different in terms of size, but probably the biggest difference that's readily apparent to the public is the aircraft. We fly the FA-18 ENF Super Hornet, and of course our C-130J Super Hercules, affectionately known as Fat Albert, while the Thunderbirds are flying the F-16, which is a very prolific fighter and has been flown by the Air Force for a number of years. So service-specific aircrafts is a huge difference, and that shows a little bit in the demo. The aircraft perform differently and their flight demonstrations are planned accordingly.
It seems like a great opportunity for you to get cross-training, share best practices, and get experience even in other airframes. I don't know if you ride backseat with them or they ride backseat with you, but can you talk about the training value of being together on a site?
Absolutely. There's a lot of training value. As I mentioned earlier, the Thunderbirds are the counterpart to the Blue Angels and the U.S. Air Force. There are very, very few teams in the world that do what these two teams do. And there's only two in the United States, and those are the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels. So to have the opportunity to interact, to work with a team that has the same mission we do and basically does the same thing that we do is very rare, and it's very valuable. There's really no other team that we can learn from like we can learn from the Thunderbirds, and hopefully they would say the same thing about us. We spend a lot of time together, do our very best to kind of take what we like and what we think they do better than we do from them, and then try to adopt it, and I'm sure they're doing the same thing.
So movie star, first team with the female jet pilot, now with the Thunderbirds, and you're coming up to now three flights until the end for you. What are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking that I want to fly a good, safe flight demonstration. I want to represent the Navy and Marine Corps as best as I possibly can. There's over 800,000 people out there that are part of the Navy and the Marine Corps. doing a very difficult job, and they're doing it out of the public eye. It's my job to represent them. It's my job to be a part of this team and represent them. And that's really my focus. I don't know that I will ever say I'm a movie star. I appreciate that. That's very generous.
I'll say it for you. It's
true. I appreciate that. It's very generous. But
people know you in the grocery store now.
Yeah, that's fair. But no, it's exciting to be here. It's exciting to be allowed to be a part of this team and just to have the opportunity to serve with these folks and to represent the Navy Marine Corps. And that's the focus right now. We've got an air show to do here in Pensacola. Our number one priority is a safe flight demonstration. Hopefully it's inspirational at the same time, but safety is number one. And we want to make sure it's a good, safe, well-executed safe flight demonstration. That's what we're here to do.
You know, I should pause here as we're getting to do traffic, but it is worth mentioning. We talk a lot about the Navy, and it's my fault. I forget to mention the Marines, that, you know, the jets, there's a Marine, that the Fat Albert is flown by Marines, that there are Marines on the support team. Like, it's my fault. I don't say that enough, so I'm glad that Boss reminded me to say that a little bit more often. Jake has got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, looking at Highway 29 south and northbound through Inslee, both directions very, very slow right now this morning. And, of course, getting near the base, the NAS main gate and back gate traffic is starting to get really hairy down there. Gulf Beach Highway is backed up at least half a mile. We're getting reports in here on the traffic tip line, 437-1620. Just got a call in. They said that south on Blue Angel Parkway all the way to the Walmart past Liberty Church, it's already backed up there.
Good grief.
I mean, it's going to be insane down there. People are already just pulling off on the side of the road, both sides of the highway, and just camping out. So good luck. Pack your patience, or unpack your patience, as you say, Andrew, because the gates don't open for another 14 minutes.
Oh, man. And it's going to take a while for that ripple to move its way through. Man, that's but you can't put two entire populations of the city of Pensacola onto the Naval Air Station through two roads, and I have some issues. I mean, right. That's just, you know, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right, back to the interview I did yesterday, along with Channel 3 Tanner Stewart. We're talking to Captain Alex Armitage, the flight leader for the Blue Angels.
Also had a ship commissioning here this summer. Special event, right?
It was. It was a very special event. My first and only commissioning I've been a part of. It's pretty neat to see it.
People got to see you in whites.
They did. They did. A few did.
pretty rare.
That is rare. I try not to wear whites as I try to wear them as rarely as I can. They're really hard to keep clean.
Can you talk about your next stop, and has this all gone fast for you, or does it feel like, did it ever linger?
A little bit of both. There's times it feels like it's dragging a little bit. There's certainly a kind of a grinding aspect to this job. You spend a lot of time on the road, a lot of time away from family, with a very packed schedule. But it's also one of those things, if you remind yourself, and I tried to do that as well as I could, take a step back and realize what you're doing. It's really a special opportunity and a special experience. Being a part of this team is something very few people get to do. It's a lot of fun. It's just, you're surrounded by incredible people, talented people, sailors and Marines that came from the fleet. They're all going to go back to the fleet, and they're really, really good at what they do. And the opportunity to be a part of that team and be with them for a couple years is something I will cherish forever. In terms of what's next for me, I actually don't know. I'm going to an air wing. I know that I'm going to go to a carrier air wing back out to the fleet, just like everybody else on this team, but I won't know until mid-December which one that is and where it is. So as of now, I'm going to be moving at some point in the next few months, but I don't know where.
Do you miss the Gray Hill at all?
I do. I miss the fleet. I don't think many people join the military to be in the Blue Angels. This is an incredible opportunity for the few that get to do it, and it's fun, and it's certainly unique and it's special. But our military members join to serve their country and to protect their country and defend the Constitution of the United States, and that's why I joined. And I'm as much as I enjoy this job, I'm excited to get back to the fleet and get back to doing what the Navy and Marine Corps exists to do.
It seems like an enormously difficult job. All kinds of commitment, 24/7. It seems like even when you're with family, you're still thinking about the team and the next show and the next practice. Do you feel like you're going to miss that level of work, or is it going to be a relief to be able to be back to somewhat of a normal Navy life?
I think it's going to be both. This is leaving this team is bittersweet for sure. I will miss the people more than anything, not just the people on the team, who I will miss dearly, but the people we have the opportunity to interact with, the folks at air shows that come out and want nothing more than to shake your hand and take a picture. That experience is incredible, and I will miss that a lot. At the same time, it'll be nice to get a little more time at home, a little time with my wife and my kids, and spend some time, maybe take them to school more than once a week and do some of the things I haven't had the opportunity to do in the last 2 years. So bittersweet for sure. I'm going to miss the team, but excited to have my life back.
Your kids in the film, were they enamored like we all were sitting in the theater, or did they just say, oh, that's dad, that's what dad does?
I think it's more the latter. I don't think that they're they're well beyond being impressed by anything that I do. So they see me and they're just picking it apart. Any little thing they see or anything they catch in the film, they think it's funny. I don't think they really see it as the rest of the public does. They obviously know a lot more about me than the folks that see the film. So I think it was entertaining. I think they probably liked the flying footage, which is what I really liked. I think the flying footage in the film was incredible. Some of the airborne shots they got, some of the close-up shots they got during the demo practices and during the flight demonstrations, that was awesome. And I think they really enjoyed that.
With the schedule this week with the Thunderbirds in town, has it been strictly business? Have you all had a chance to bond and watch football or just kind of hang out and be yourselves?
Good question. So far we have not had a lot. I mean, the Thunderbirds just got to town yesterday en masse. There were a couple of them that were here earlier than that, but the schedule's pretty busy, and as busy as our schedule is, the Thunderbird schedule is equally as busy. So the only times to really spend time with that team is when the schedules overlap, which is rare. We saw a little bit of it last night at the museum. We spent a little bit of time together, but those opportunities, we'll take them if we can get them, and we'd love to kick back and chat with those guys a little bit, and gals. But it's going to be challenging to find time for that. We'll certainly do it if we can.
Over the years, the Blues and the Thunderbirds have exchanged works of art with each other, and some of those artworks are in the Blue Angels hangar. Does that all stay up when they're visiting?
We don't change anything. It's our home. We leave our decorations exactly as they are, especially when the team's in town. We put some of it away when we leave town for long periods of time, but right now the hangar is the way the hangar always is, and we're happy to keep it there.
You said most people don't go into the Navy wanting to be a Blue Angel. Can you go back, say, when you were a child or before you were in the Navy, and think about what you wanted to do with your career, and do you feel like you exceeded those expectations?
The start for me personally, I got my interest in aviation kind of started with my dad, who had a job at Federal Express. He wasn't a pilot, but he worked for now FedEx as a delivery guy. And one of his first jobs there was helping to unload the aircraft when it came into Syracuse, New York, which is near where I grew up. That was the first time I saw an airplane, the first time I kind of got excited about airplanes. As I learned a little bit more, I decided I wanted to do what most people would agree is the hardest thing to do in aviation, which is land a high-performance aircraft on an aircraft carrier. Which was really my goal. That led me to the Navy, that led me to Naval Aviation. Ultimately, I got to do that. Everything else since then has just kind of been a bonus. I've been playing with house money, for lack of a better term. I've been extremely fortunate, both in my timing and just been lucky to be able to do what I've done. Whether or not I've exceeded expectations, it's hard to say. I don't remember exactly what my expectations were as a kid, but I'm very happy with what I've done. I've been extremely lucky to be here. I continue to be lucky to be here. The folks I've met along the way have been a treat, and it's been a great experience. I don't regret a thing.
The managerial task of being boss, because not only are you flying, not only are you leading the team, but you're leading the whole team, and you have a tremendous number of enlisted that are subordinate to you, and of course you have Master Chief and everybody else that helps you with that, and the XO, but what's the managerial life of the Blue Angels flight leader?
So the job, my title is commanding officer and flight leader. Those are two distinct and different jobs, and the way it was passed to me is you are always both of those things. You're only doing one at a time. So when I'm out here on the flight line, I'm the flight leader. We're flying our flight demonstrations. When I'm in the squadron, I'm the commanding officer, and my job is to do commanding officer things. And in that sense, our squadron is very, very similar to the fleet. Most of my work as the commanding officer of the Blue Angels is very similar to any other commanding officer out there on a ship, a submarine, a fleet squadron. A lot of admin kind of things and Navy programmatic things that are specific to every squadron, every unit out there.
I just have a real quick one, though.
Sure.
You guys never wear sunglasses. In the movies, they're always wearing sunglasses. What's the truth and why?
We wear sunglasses. We just don't wear them for things like this. We take our sunglasses off when we're interacting with the public. To our team standard is that when you're interacting with the public, when you're interacting with people one-on-one, they should be able to see your eyes. It's more personal that way, and that's always been our standard. We take off our sunglasses when we're talking to folks, but the rest of the time we're happy to wear them. On those bright, sunny days, you need them.
So you squint for our benefit.
That's right.
Captain, thanks so much for all the time here in Pensacola. Thanks for being so available to us, and congratulations on your last set of shows, and thanks for letting your family and support us. We just appreciate it.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. They were great. And, you know, that was the last chance I probably have to interview him. We'll see maybe in the future. But Captain Alex Armitage got promoted over the summer. The flight leader, number one, the boss for the Blue Angels. 754 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Also, kudos to Tanner Stewart being able to do that interview with me. I appreciate the extra input that he gave. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Jake Walker with a quick look at your traffic on the fives. Blue Angel Parkway, both sides of the road, we've got cars starting to stack up there. The back gate is backed up all the way past Gulf Beach Highway, at least half a mile. If you're going down Blue Angel, south on Blue Angel, all the way to the Walmart past Liberty Church, it's going to be backed up. It's just going to be crazy down there today. Get down there and unpack your patience if you can, and just use caution getting through those areas. Looks like Highway 29 in both directions through Inslee is starting to back up, and we're seeing our normal slowdown in Tiger Point headed westbound on Highway 98. And I'm getting reports here on the traffic tip line, 437-1620, Barrancas westbound is just stopped right now. If you see anything else out there on the roadways, let us know. 437-1620, I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must. Protect our borders, and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger. If you're ready for better investment of our taxpayer dollars, real transparency in local government, and putting our first responders first, I'm asking for your vote for Escambia County Commissioner. I'm proud to be supported by our brave firefighters, EMT, and law enforcement officers, those who protect us every day. I am ready to bring a new perspective, and I am committed to our community. I'm asking for you to vote Ashley Hoffberger for Escambia County Commissioner.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
I was lucky, I was alive. One look back, I could have died.
I have an extra fondness for that album. That was one of the first vinyls I ever owned, Asia's self-titled album. 7:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Steve is in the newsroom this morning with a headline or two for us. Steve?
Well, good morning. Donald Trump is suing CBS News for $10 billion for allegedly making Kamala Harris look good in a 60 Minutes interview. The legal team filed a lawsuit yesterday claiming the network edited that footage to cast Harris in a positive light. The network, of course, says it was not doctored. And that's what's happening.
Very good. All right. Thanks so much, Steve. We'll be back in just a minute. Stick around.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.